Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
I want to read to you a great verse from the prophet Micah, Micah chapter 2, verse 13, which tells us about the breaker. Here we go. The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. If you spend some time with the minor prophets, you get a feel for a familiar pattern. God warns of coming judgment, pleading with his people to come back in repentance and wanting relationship with him. Then he gives generous promises of restoration, so as not to bring his people to despair, but to assure them of his final victory. That's the familiar context with this wonderful promise at the end of Micah chapter 2. What makes this passage special is the unique title hidden in the verse. You may understand that there are many wonderful titles and names for Jesus found in the Bible, such as apostle, author and finisher of our faith, bread of life, bridegroom, captain of our salvation, chief cornerstone, Emmanuel, king of kings, lion of the tribe of Judah, lord of lords, lamb of God, last Adam, light of the nations, man of sorrows, mediator, prince of peace, root of David, son of righteousness, word of life. Of course, I could go on and on. Yet this verse here in Micah chapter 2, verse 13, contains a special and unique name for our Messiah, the Breaker. Look at how the Amplified Bible translates Micah chapter 2, verse 13. It says, "The Breaker, the Messiah, will go up before them. They will break through, pass in through the gate, and go out through it, and their king will pass on before them, the Lord at their head." Or look also at the New American Standard Version. The breaker goes up before them. They break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. So their king goes on before them and the Lord at their head. The King James Version also has this idea. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and they have passed through the gate and have gone out by them, and their king shall pass before them and the Lord on the head of them. I have a particular liking for how a German translation renders this title. The Schlachter version mentions der Durchbrecher, that is, the breakthrough one. Look, no matter how you translate it, Micah's thought is not difficult to follow. He saw Jesus here as the breaker. In his office, he is the captain and leader of his people, advancing in front of his flock. How we need a breaker, a trailblazer in our life. He goes before us like a mighty icebreaker cutting through thick Arctic ice, clearing a path so that his people can follow. We could never go forward if he did not break the way before us. But because he has, we can, and we will go forward. He cuts the trail, he breaks the way, and we, his people, follow. It also means that Jesus has endured the worst, and though following behind him is not always easy, it's always possible, because every trial or difficulty we face has first been cut through by him. Do you see a hard path in front of you? Don't despair. Ask the breaker to go before you and trust him to do that. Then follow behind, knowing that as hard as it might be, he has broken the way before you so that you can really follow. Find comfort in this more obscure title of Jesus. And when you need a breakthrough, you know where to go. Look to Jesus as the breaker today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.